Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we beginning to hush not. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in the glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian prince that CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, Leshy Lush, live in the building. You already know what it is, man. We ain't playing no games tonight, you know what I'm saying? We always turned all the way up, you know what I'm saying, live on Lush Radio Online. Definitely want to send a shout-out to our sponsors, Strictly Bump One. They got the hottest clothing line worldwide international, along with our other clothing sponsor, our custom sponsor that do our custom clothing line, Capital Customs. Definitely doing their thing out there. Salute the VA, man. They doing their thing for real. Offering opportunities for independent artists to do their thing when it comes to branding their own brand. Along with that, we wanted to definitely shout out Ohana Shop for doing their 1-2. Also, we want to pray and salute to Guru. Guru is, news alert, Guru is fine. Guru is getting better, and they expect the recovery from him. He just, you know, he got through his surgery. He's out of his coma, so he is doing well. But we do want you guys to pray for Guru, because you heard that he was in a coma. He had a heart attack, and, you know, he went into a coma, but he has recovered, and we just need you guys to definitely pray for Guru of Gangstar. So definitely salute to that. Also, like I said, man, tonight we're going to have Cassius. Y'all know, y'all didn't hear the buzz about Cassius. He doing his thing out there, signing to Eminem, and you know Eminem don't just sign anybody. So, you know what I'm saying? We definitely going to be talking with Cassius tonight on the show, along with Amish, a Boston MC that's definitely working with the Soul Diggers, super producers doing their thing, that have worked with Beyonce and many more, P. Diddy and Missy Elliott. So he's going to be live on the line with us too also. But we're going to have Cassius in a few. But you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and play some music. Shout out to Lazy K Productions. Shout out to K Slay. Support that. And shout out to Kid Capri. He got his joint called Turn It Out. Definitely support that. True Son Ali's EP will be coming out soon. The EP is definitely called Second Beginning. So look out for that. It's dropping soon. We're going to be doing some in-stores and everything like that. So check for that. Y'all already know what it is. But I'm going to go ahead and play a joint, you know what I'm saying, Crazy Life, you know, from True Son Ali. And we're going to be back in a second with Cassius.
Crazy life, right?
Yeah, I know.
Just glad you stayed.
Watch this.
When they ask who's your man, I know you mentioned me. It's been quite a while now. Seem like it's meant to be. Stuck through all the struggling, troubles and the heartbreak. They said you can't have it, they need it too. But it's my case. You probably wanna migrate, settle in another place. Nigga acting irate, said he need a little space. So in your mind, you like, I could punch him in his face. Me erasing evidence, try not to leave a trace. Kinda caught up, but I'm sure that we can sort it
close. Guess I never thought it out. We got all this love here. Wonder how it switched around. After all this craziness, maybe we can settle down now.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. So glad I didn't leave you alone. What in the world were we thinking?
If you left it up to me, we'd be on an island. Sunshine and clear water, anything to keep you smiling. Surely you deserved it, pick you up on air now. Who said I didn't appreciate you? They a damn lie. Higher than the friendly sky, in the clouds up above. Tell you come in, but for nothing, just to show me love. Hope that I'm the only dude that you ever thinking of. But the thought of you or somebody else that can really suck. Knowing you ain't easy, probably wouldn't give it up. Gotta pay like you wait, more than just a pretty drug. Ain't nobody ever put it down, they ain't good as us. Thought of you leaving me, this is serious.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
So like I told you, man, you listening to Lush Radio Online, and we live in the building, like I said, man. That was some of that True Son Ali right there, Crazy Life. Tonight we're going to have the world famous, the one and only. Y'all know y'all been hearing the buzz about the one and only Cassius signing to Eminem. And you know Eminem don't sign anybody. So you know what the deal is, man. Cassius is going to be live in the building with us. But we're going to go ahead and check the phone lines and see if Cassius is with us at the moment. So we're going to go to the lines, baby. What up? 267, what's good, fam?
Yo, what up? I'm about to get Cassius online in a few seconds.
Okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. Yo, shout out to Big Will right there. That's Cassius' manager right there, man, holding the situation down, man, for real. That's what it is, man. Make sure y'all support what's going on out there, man, for real. They doing some big things. Yeah, that's what it is, man. Right now, we about to have Cassius on the line in a few seconds, man. So y'all stay tuned. We're going to have Cassius on the line. You about to call him on that three-way real quick, so we're going to have Cassius on the line real quick. Shout out to Lady J in the chat room, you know what I mean? Shout out to Stop B from Radio for actually providing us with this interview. You know, that's my brother from another mother, Money Matt, you know what I'm saying? So definitely shout out to Money Matt and the whole Indiana camp for real. Shout out to him. He definitely looks out. We definitely love you. Shout out to Stop B from Radio. Make sure you support them and follow him on Twitter at Money Matt. You know what I'm saying? On that Twitter check-in. And definitely shout out Microphone Bully. Microphone Bully, you know what I'm saying, is definitely doing a thing all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? I was on the show Sunday. You could check out the clips from the show on Sunday on www.lushradioonline.com and check out that show live. And don't forget my show this Saturday is going down, the Lush Lounge, on Tony Dofat's show. Tony Dofat is Tony Dofat TV and stuff, Dofat TV. So I'll be live on there also. So check for that. Definitely going to be live on that situation. Like I said, Cassius will be on the line in a few seconds. Will, you back with us, fam? I think he's trying to connect him in a second. So he's going to be connecting Cassius in a second. But you know what? We're going to go ahead and play one of Cassius's joint right now. The joint is called, The Streets, Cassius, The Streets. So we're going to play this joint real quick, and hopefully we'll have Cassius on in a few seconds. This joint right here is The Streets from Cassius. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, man.
My COS, bogus, shady. Back on my street shit.
Adrenaline rush, niggas is feminine, all about the Benjamins, I'm sonic for the dividends, ironic, psychotic, melodic, lyrics lead to trembling, slizzard in beginning, now envision what you witnessing,
In Chicago, I'm a done like Zimmerman. Rule right lyrics that'll make you go kill again. Drama on my mind, swear I never pop a pill again. Smacking up the industry like I forgot my deal was in. Back to remind you who you dealing with, you still a bitch. I can cope instead of clip, reveal it when I leave your hits. Till I'm Hoover rich, I be on some stupid shit. Run up in your office with bats, show you what ruthless is. And it's Dre Day, so Mayday to Melee. Take your ass step like Payway. See you with your lady, but this is not your baby. Boom wakes up, first words be shady. I make a nigga hate me. Me and M like Mike and Paul McCartney and Say Say. The hardest nigga on this motherfucker's Lil Ray Ray. Bogus brand flag up on the day late. Niggas want my chain, but you ain't motherfucking crazy. Your mama and your kids and your wife. You can run, but I'ma find you. I'm coming for your life. Had to stop for a minute, now I'm on it every night. And when you in my sight, kick the clap, kick the night. Yeah, your mama and your kids and your wife. You can run, but I'ma find you. I'm coming for your life. Had to stop for a minute, now I'm on it every night. And when you in my sight, kick the night.
Yeah, y'all heard that right there. That was Cassius right there. You know what I'm saying? The street. Y'all already know what it is, man. We live in the building. But if y'all don't know what it is, I'm going to let
you
know.
Yo, this is your boy, Chubb Rock. And definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is. We live in the building. Like I told y'all before, man, we turned all the way up. We got the one and only Cassius about to be live in the building. We're going to check and see if he's on the line right now with us. Hey, Big Will, what's good, fam?
Yeah, Cassius on the line.
That's
what
it is.
What's cracking, man?
What's cracking with you, fam?
Man, chilling. What's good, Lush? What's poppin'?
Ain't nothing much, man. Let me go ahead and give you some Lush Radio welcome.
Yeah, thank you for that flow. Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Before we get into it, you got any shout outs, Cassius, before we get into the interview?
Man, I want to shout out Lush Radio. Definitely want to shout out my homeboy, Big Will, and the Format Gang. Shout out Shady Records and Bogus and everything else, man. Shout out Real Hip Hop, man. Not that lame.
That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. We just played the joint, you know what I'm saying? The streets, man. Yeah. Definitely. Fire, man, you know what I'm saying? You definitely doing your thing. And we definitely been following your movement, you know, and we definitely proud of you doing your thing. And I definitely got to shout out my man Big Will and also Stop Beefing Radio, Money Matt, for providing this interview with us today. You know, definitely. Man, so, I mean, Cassius, man. Cassius, I mean, everybody's been hearing the buzz about Cassius. Everybody's been hearing about how hot you are. And, you know, all I can say is that we're honored to have you on Lush Radio tonight. Seriously, man, for real.
Man, thank you, man. I'm honored that y'all put me on the show, man, straight up, man. I appreciate any chance I can get it. That's cool, man, that y'all hearing the music and all that. That's all I try and make it do, man. So you got me sitting here speechless for the first time, man.
Oh man. But Cassius, man, you know, you originally you were born in the Shy, and you know, you started your group up, you know, you guys had the group the Renegades, and I know you guys went and submitted a demo to Shady Records, but you know, they decided that you was so fire that they just wanted to take you as a solo artist. How did you feel about that situation, especially dealing with M? How did you feel about that?
Man, I was extra happy. You know, I was surprised. I mean, not surprised as far as the material, but I was just surprised, you know, hearing it come from Shady Records. I was like, cool, man, you know, much appreciated. And that was it, dog. We was doing our thing as a group, and I up until that point, I had never even done a solo record. And so they told me they were showing interest. So and I did 7 solo records the night before I flew out, and it was on ever since then, you know. And they told me, you know, this is who you need to be. We need to bring you out here as the rapper. And my homeboy Rick Knott, you know, he a monster on the beat. So he, you know, he been like producing tracks and all that. And they, you know, everybody just. The whole crew just they accepted that, let me go ahead and do my thing, and now everybody doing well. So it was a blessing all the way around. So I could have had haters in my squad, you know,
mm-hmm.
that you know, everybody was cool. Everybody saw the opportunity for what it was, man. It was a, you know, you got a homeboy from Chicago getting signed with Eminem, and I'm going to bring the rest of my homies to it. You know, I've done it. I've lived up to my word.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, you know, with the situation that he had with his homeboys, and he brought them along, you know, even though, you know, their career didn't last that long. I mean, but he still provided an opportunity for his people. He never forgot his people, but, you know, it's kind of almost the same thing. But do you still, because I see it like this. If one person make it, that's a doorway for the rest of the people, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. So, I mean, we're definitely definitely proud of what you're doing out here, especially coming from the Chi-Town. How hard was it, you know, coming out from the Chi, you know, and just, you know, because I know it's a lot of people, you know, they say they rapping and everything. How much was it in regards to, like, competition when you were, you know, you were setting out to do your music career?
I mean, it was, I never felt like competition because, like, I figured, like, I'm one of the most original artists, you know, I just do me, I don't try and bite or mimic anyone, so it's like, I knew nobody could outdo me and what I was bringing from the streets, and from Chicago, like, you got everybody out there rapping, you got Twista, you got so many dope artists that are, you know, they're aligned with a different side of the streets than I am in Chicago, you know what I mean, like, we all know what side I'm aligned with, so I felt like that was the first right there for me to be able to bring it from that aspect to be, you know, one of the brothers under the six to come up with music and be speaking about what I was going through. That was a whole different lane than no one else had blazed before. So that was cool. But you know what I mean? It's like, I respect it. I respect every artist, like from Bump J to everybody. Bump J, one of my favorites, man. And everybody says, because we both from the east side, but the Voyage is wicked and raw, man. Free Bum J, man. I really hope he get out soon, get that case, you know, overturned. But, like, Chicago, the grind from Chicago is a good grind because everybody keep you on top of your toes because you got to be original. You can't come out sounding like who's ever hot for the moment. You know what I mean? Like you just can't do it. You can't be a rapper in Chicago rapping like Weezy and think that you gonna make it because everybody else can do it. It's like it don't work like that. It was a little bit harder and Shady, you know, they noticed that, you know, and you know, when they got me in there, they had to check me out and make sure, you know, that's the main thing. A lot of these artists ain't really real, so they had to make sure I was a real Chicago artist. They, you know, and they saw I was a real Chicago artist and a real Chicago person all the way. And, you know, that's another reason that helps me there. To be in here, man, I'm going on what? It's like my fourth year, man. A lot of people don't get a chance to get keep it cracking like this. And it seems like I'm just, like, getting it back buzzing again. So, you know, being from Chicago was a hustle. It was the best thing, man. I hustled. And the talent that from the others from Chicago that came out before me, you know, that actually helped me. And also the street reputation in Chicago that actually helped me because I'm part of both of those worlds.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. Like I just told y'all, man, we got Cassius. You hear what I'm talking about? We got Cassius live in the building, man. Y'all better act like y'all know, man. If you want to call in and you want to talk to Cassius, call in at 347-826-7722. Call it from the 410. I see you. After this quick question, after asking, I'm going to go ahead and bring you in. So, Cassius, before you started with the Renegades and everything like that, what actually inspired you, and who were some of your role models, some of your inspirations going into music industry?
It was definitely Snoop Dogg, Common Sense. Like, come from the South Side, man. Like, I love Common. Common can't do no wrong in my eyes. So I listen to a lot of Common Sense coming up, man. And Crucial Conflict, you know. Twista, the Snipers, Psychodrama, like all of those artists who maybe didn't get their chance to blow us as far as like on a major national scene, but as far as like being in the city and as far as the quality of their music, those were my influences. And, you know, Tupac and Keith Murray and Redman and Method Man, of course all the other big names, but mostly it was, you know, people inside, man, the music that I was hearing on people's little mixtapes and on at Bootleg, man, from my older brothers and them. Those are the people that made me want to get in it because I didn't know that we could we could do that. I didn't know that we could do anything besides, you know, gangbang and play basketball in Chicago. You know, I had no clue that you know, it could be people from the same environment as me be able to make these type of songs and be able to escape, you know, the reality that they living in for 3 minutes and 35 seconds. I thought that was incredible, so I was with it.
That's real talk right there. I'm going to go ahead and bring this caller in from the 410. That looks like a Baltimore number. Caller from the 410, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online with the one and only Cassius.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Peace, Cassius. This is China Doll from Baltimore. What's up, Lush?
What up with you? What's good?
Down here in North Carolina, getting it in. You know, I stay getting my promote on. I had to call in and say peace and what's up. Glad to hear from Cassius out there doing this thing.
That's what's up, man. China Doll definitely doing her thing out there in the Baltimore area. You got a question for Cassius, China?
Yeah, definitely. You looking to do any collabos? I'm a vocalist, so I'm definitely looking to up my game and get my street creds up and do some more hooks.
All you gotta do is just get the info from Big Will, send it over. I'll send some stuff over. We can talk on the phone, and I'll definitely send some stuff over. I work with any and everybody, and I love Baltimore. I got cousins in B-1. B-1 is so gangster. I love B-1, man. I love B-1, man. I straight up, I swear for God. I love y'all.
Back.
Hey, that's what it do, man.
Keeping it real.
Just shoot your info over, and we can chop it up tonight. You know, we can get some stuff sent over, and you know, go ahead and get it cracking and shoot it back to me, and we go from there. That's 100.
That's the business.
That's what it is. That's
unless you stay plugging, people, and I'm telling you. That's
what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online, man. We do it for the people, man. That's what it is, man. I appreciate you, China, though. That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and slide that information over to them and stuff so y'all can go ahead and get that network on, because this is, I mean, what radio show does this, man? We doing real big things out here, man, for real. We turned all the way up. We got Cassius in the building. Cassius, man, I'm telling you, man, you don't understand, man. It's serious right now, man. People don't understand this pure talent that you got. You know, and first and foremost, man, to let y'all guys know, I mean, you know, he got his mainstream, you know, exposure off of the Eminem Presents the Re-Up, you know, and you know, this, you know, he basically was featured like 60% of the mixtape. Now, when Eminem features you 60% on a mixtape, now you know he love you, man, for real.
Oh yeah, and the mixtape that went, it went 4 times platinum worldwide, man. So that was a good look, man. I was on every single. As a matter of fact, the first 3 single was my record. They're talking all that,
man. Yo, all I can say, man, is, you know, you definitely are blessed, man, for real, man. And, you know what I'm saying, and just to let y'all guys know, you know, he performed live on MTV's TRL, you know what I'm saying, BET's 106 in Park, you know what I'm saying. He's definitely performed alongside with Eminem, 50 Cent, Lloyd Banks, and many, many, many more. And, you know, he's doing some real big things. And the County Hound reached number 1 on Billboard's Top Heat Seekers chart,
yeah.
And number 37 on the top R&B and hip hop albums, and charted 106 on the Billboard 200. So, man, if you doing them numbers, man, you better watch out.
We did that with no promotion, just threw it out there, and that was just off the strength of the reel, dog. That was like, we was all shocked. I'm like, cool, man. That's the motivation. That became my new motivation. Is the people. That's why I don't never have step on any song you hear me on. I'm never going to have step. I'm going to give you 100%. You know what I mean? No matter who I'm on the record with, because that right there, that saved my life right there, man. That really gave me a chance to do something to help people that I, you know, I may have been doing things to help hinder before. Now I see they coming out and showing me support. So I'm going in for them for real.
That's what it is. And also, tell us about the new projects that you got going on and everything. Tell us about the mixtapes, the new mixtapes, and all the new projects you got going on, and some of the producers you working with.
All right, cool. Well, we got several mixtapes in the drop, man. I got a couple come up with September 7th. We got DJ Lazy Kate, you know, who's a beast on it. We got DJ Radio with Kate Slade from the Get In with Green Lantern. It's a whole bunch of Cash's mixtapes in the pop. Then on the album tip, you know, The Art of Dying on Shady Records, we should be popping off a single for that within the next couple of months. That's going to drop third, fourth quarter. I've been in the studio the past 2 weeks right now recording crazy for that. So that's gonna be it's definitely gonna be worth all the wait. I guarantee you, it's gonna be something when people hear it, you're gonna be like, all right, I see why homie came with it, you know. And I have the Euthanasia project, which is like it's on my label, Bogus Brand Entertainment. It's distributed through Universal, and it's an online project we putting out. That's 12 original records. We got a production on it from Rick Nod. We got Jake One. We got getting in from Scoop DeVille. Man, it's so many other people, man. I can't think of everybody's names right now, but it's a bunch of other producers we got that's going in, man. I done went in with Khalil. We got a whole bunch of people that's gonna make the project, both projects. So this year we're gonna go ahead and just wrap them up and run them the whole year and see what happens from there, man.
That's what it is. We might have some special guests calling in for you, Cassius, because you just shouted out my people. Shout out to DJ Lazy K, Lazy K Productions. You know, they might be calling in a few minutes to show you some love, my dude, for real.
Oh, man, that's what it is, man. You know Lazy K is on point, man.
You know.
And the whole squad, the whole fam, man, that's my fam right there, so. You know, we can do a whole bunch of work. Yes, dude.
Definitely. They definitely family. I love them to death. Shout out to Murder, Frenchie,
yeah.
All of them. You know, and Lady K, Fresh, everybody, the whole squad, DJ Echo. You already know what it is, man, for real. And also, man, before we get into deep, you want to go ahead and give out that Twitter so people can start following you at this moment and all the sites and everything, so they can check you out, fam?
All right, cool. Yeah, the Twitter is The Real Cassius. So it's just at The Real Cassius. We have the MySpace is myspace.com/CassiusOC. I don't know. Facebook is just Cassius, I think. You just type in that. It should be the only one on there. And let's see, I got CassiusOnline.com. That's my own internet site where you can go find out any you know, any up-to-date news, the new releases, records that's leaked out, everybody go there to get them first. So, you know, just go to CassiusOnline.com and we'll get it cracking, man. See, I'm out here in the street right now. You can't hear, I'm just looking to make sure these suckers going around the corner keep going. So that's why I just pause it. You know, I'm walking out here like, what's up, man? Make sure ain't nobody trying to be crazy.
We don't want you getting no chances.
Oh no, man! See, I know that's when keeping it real goes wrong. But
yeah, yo, we got your peoples on the line. What up, Murder and Lazy? What's good, fam? We got your peoples' catches on the line. What's good?
What's good, homie?
What up, man?
I'm over here in the lab cooking up. Yo, Lush, you know we might throw caches on that creeper through your window. You heard?
Oh man.
I got the tuck for you, right? Tucking right now, man. I'm about to send them records over the wheel, man. We about to get this shit moving, man. Look out for that Cassius on Demand coming real soon. Lazy K, Cassius, you know what I'm saying? It's a movie, man. Like, it's a movie.
Oh,
we got the footage. If we go Cassius, tell him we got the footage to show him. Like my boy picked up the phone, like, yo, come on, da-da-da. You know what I mean? Cash is a real dude, man. I take my hat off to that, brother. If y'all got some claps in the back, hold on, get them together. I got mine, too.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and give us some claps just because you said that, because you're my brother.
That's my dog, that's so real. Yeah.
For real, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm in the studio radio right now. I got my dude Dan from Hartford. You want to say something? Let them know about the mixtape you got coming soon with Lazy Cat.
Yeah, definitely, man. What's good, people? What's your boy, Hop? Your boy, Pope, man. Hop for 60, man. You know?
What's good, fam?
Your boy Poe, man, Hopper, we in the building, man, you know?
Yo, Cassius, the boy Tough, come out here. Y'all got to link up. You heard Hartford is a big market. CT is a big market for hip-hop on the East Coast. Like, I wouldn't even be where I'm at right now without Hartford, without CT, period. I'm talking about from all the way down in New Haven all the way up to New London. Like, I see you all the way up and down. You feel me?
I feel you. That's it. I'm out there. Y'all know I'm out here at the East Coast March 9th. March 9th, I'm coming, man. I'm coming like a bat out of here. East Coast, all day. I'll be there for like a month.
You know, I'm coming to grab you up fresh off that airplane with that Barney, with Grandpapa.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to feel like you ain't even leave.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about, Grandpa
Pop. A nigga, we need from the same table. Like, Lush, we got to let them know. I called in so niggas know, like, this is real. Like, this ain't just music. Like, when I come to the West, bum to shake to his crib. When he come to the East, at my crib. That's how we do it up internationally. You know what I'm saying? And all around
yeah.
the world.
Oh, no,
real. Actually, Lush, yo, Cassius, you know I would love to stay online, but I'm in a session right now. You know I'm about to retweet it from the Twitter. If y'all don't know, future. Hold up,
Lucky
Lush, let
them
know.
Don't forget, man. Y'all know that Trap to the Future, man. Yellow Brick Road, all that, man. Y'all need to support that Frenchie jump off right there. Frenchie 1017. You already know what it is. Lazy K Productions. Cassius in the building. Watch out for more Lazy K Productions and Cassius jumping off. You already know what it is. It's a movie, man. We turned all the way up, man. You already know what it is.
Work, man.
Every time I come on the line, you know I'm gonna let a couple rabbits out the hat, right?
I know you do, bro.
Right, Lush? I'm gonna give you Trap to the Future tonight, okay, Lush? I'm gonna give you.
Okay, that's what it is.
DJ Holiday, another rabbit out the hat, okay?
Okay.
Guess what, Lush?
What?
Whole season is 85% done. So they can get ready, you know, Creeping Through the Window was the first single. Now we about to finish up Blow. I'm 85% done. Lush about to get the next single. I'm not going to tell them who's on it yet, but she probably already know. And then guess what else, Lush? I got a big one for you.
What?
I know they seen the
You waking up, Sam.
I know they seen the world star. I guess it's Fuck Briscoe. Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
Yo, all right, bro. I know you gotta get back to your session, fam. We gonna wrap it up, man. I appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? That's murder right there. Lazy K Productions.
Lazy K Productions. So I see North 1017 murder, baby. Free my CEO, Gucci, what up? Yeah? Yo, Lush, I'm about to give you that record too. I'm about to drop that right in your email right now, right? And,
that's what up, fam.
Saying do what we do, but this is just a quote, just to let people know, like, when I speak, like, when I say, like when you come at my team, you come at who I'm fucking with, Briscoe better remember, I'm the first person to play his record.
On that note, I love murder, man. That's my brother right there, for real.
I love y'all. Yo, Cassius, let's get it poppin', homie. I'm fucking with you, huh?
Done deal, son. One night.
Already know. One.
That's what it is, man. I love him to death, man, for real. That's my dude. You know he be turned up.
I'm killing the rapper, man. Damn.
Oh, he be turned all the way up, man. But you know, Matt asked me to play this joint for you right here because you know he said he need them verses on this joint right here. You know what I'm saying? This joint, ooh, I'm a fool. But he said he wants you to listen to that joint so you know what I'm saying, you get them verses ready. You know what I'm saying?
I already got it done.
You know what I'm saying? I got this joint, ooh, I'm a fool right here with S. Kylie and Murphy Lee, and hopefully we'll have the Cassius version on this joint. But we're gonna play a snippet of it. And then we're going to come back this Cassius. So make sure y'all get y'all questions together, man, because you know Cassius is a busy man. So y'all be calling at 347-826-7722. Ooh, I'm a fool. We're going right back with Cassius.
You know the hat match the bag, bag match the shoes. Shoes match the shirt, yeah, the boys super cool. Fox match the belt, belt match the coupe. Real as old as me, but the whip stupid new. Ooh, I'm a fool. I'm a fool.
Leon. With no bat, I still ball in the league with my own. I'm flyers, I done claimed the sky as my home. Put the pillow made of clouds, I'm in my comfort zone. Smacking pigeons on the end of their feathers gone. I smell like money, you can keep that whack cologne. Beyond, beyond, and I done let that swag alone. So after this, don't call me fly, say he's blown. I'm on, he'll sail with no boat. Thinking I'm bad, look, I got him stuck on ropes. Yeah, I'm on stage, but no, collie, don't tell jokes. That's why haters cannot stand me like both legs broke.
My fault. I just swallowed a diamond. With no Heimlich, he got the glow inside him, so it's plain. How you gonna stop this? You know that shine.
Mess the bag, bag, mess the shoes. Shoes, mess the shirt, yeah, the boy, cool. Socks, mess the belt, 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 mess the cool. Real though it's me, but the whip's stupid new. Ooh, I'm a fool. Ooh, I'm a fool. Murph millionaire, call me what you want. You can never call me broke when my trunk's in the front. Rims up, sir, and the candy herb word. Top down, hell no, I ain't cutting my hair. Only came for the women, not the liquor nor the music. Even though the liquor and the music make me lose it.
Say what?
You know I'm smelling like polo. Bottles of that freaky V got them going loco. People taking photos of even the ones that don't know that Murphy leaves the I'm similar to your dodo. Tell the DJ bring that.
Yo, this Van Speaks from Germany, and I rock with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Come on, man. Ooh, I'm a fool right there. You know what I'm saying? You got the feature with Murphy Lee, S. Collie. We're going to have Cassius on there, man. Stop beefing radio. I already know what it is, man. We live in the building, man. Who does it, man? We got cats giving us drops from Germany, man. Come on, man. I touch him. Cassius. What up, my dude? Yo.
What up? We going in. I love it for real.
Oh man, you know what I'm saying? We gotta go in, man. You know this year is either go hard or go home, Cassius. You know what I mean? It's either go hard or go home. So we got any another thing I wanted to ask you, man. You know, being in this game, you know, we got good times and we got bad times. What do you think was your hardest adversity that you had to deal with, Cassius?
Myself, man, when I was just, like, last year, man, I was caught up in these streets, just, like, I talk about it in some of my records coming out, man, I was just real caught up, man, you know, like, boy, I had so many cases, I got popped at, got hit up, I had a vest on, so, you know, thank you to my big homie, you know, so I was cool, man, I'm still here. And after all that, like, that was my hardest time. I should have been in the studio. But I was trying to live out these lyrics for real. Last year, I was trying to just spiral out and just see what happened. And I did a lot of things, man, from just being popping hella Xanaxes and not being on point, just terrorizing myself. And it was showing to me as far as in my work ethic, because I'm a dude with crazy work ethic, man. I go in the studio, do 6-7 songs every time. You know what I mean? Like, that's routine to me. If I don't do that, it's something wrong. So I wasn't even going in the studio, and that was my hardest time, because right when I should have been popping out, you know, dropping my project, we really couldn't put any force behind it because I had cases, man. I was looking at 15 years. You know what I mean? I was looking at 15 years for just because of my crime record, and it was like, you know, it was 2 felony charges. Now, they could have struck me out because I already got a strike. You know what I mean? So they could have struck me out, but luckily, you know what I mean, the police fucked up. And the evidence is tainted. I had a real good lawyer, and, you know, everything worked out. But that was my biggest adversity right there as far as music, man, as far as getting out. I didn't have the same drawback that so many other artists had, like maybe like where your label not feeling you or not supporting you. I always got label support, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
Like that's my fam. But, you know, it was just, you know, I was really trying to force the issue, man, that how we get out and really trying to let people know that just because I'm entertaining don't mean that I'm not who I am anymore. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, you can't do that in those same neighborhoods that you was just doing. It really ain't about that no more. I'm not being, mm-hmm. I'm doing a disservice to the people, to the fans by that. That was my biggest adversity, was just staying in trouble, man. Not learning how to let go of that shit like all the way.
Yeah, sometimes it's harder the temptation, but I'm glad that you're over it now. You're over that hump, and you're focused on your future. Because you're definitely a talented young man, and we definitely want you to keep doing what you're doing out there, seriously. If you're just joining us right now, callers, I'm going to bring you in a second so you can ask Cassius a question. A caller from the 774, I see you, and 520, I see you. We're going to also have MC from Boston, Amish, part of the Soul Diggers. They're super producers that work with Missy Elliott and also Beyonce and many more. But they're working with this artist right now, Amish. He's coming from Boston doing this thing, so he'll be on in a few at 7. But Cassius, man, I'm definitely, feeling everything you're doing, but I'm going to go ahead and open the line to the caller. Caller from the 774, you're live in the building with Cassius. What's good, fam?
Yo, what up? This Amish right here.
Hey, what's up, Amish? What's good with you, fam?
What's going on? I seen the time was 6:30, so I called in. But luckily,
yeah.
I was able to catch on the homies' music. Anyways, that joint dope, fam. So, from one artist to another, keep doing your thing.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it, G. I appreciate it. I'm going to stay listening for your stuff, too. I got cousins out in Boston, too. You holding it down, man. We got to plug on something. You know what I'm saying? You out there doing your thing, G. I work with everybody. So why don't we get the same plug the same way we hooking up with the homegirl and let's knock out some records, man.
Oh, definitely. That's always a go.
For sure. We need to spread our reach, man. Networking. Let's spread our reach. You come on, and get a foothold in Chicago and the West Coast, and you go ahead and get a hold over there in Boston too, man. Let's share the bread.
Oh, yo, hold up. This Cassius from Chicago.
Eminem's artist.
Yeah.
Yo, Cassius, what's messing with? Yeah. I just talked to Doc Holliday last week. He wanted me to do something with you.
Crazy,
how
right?
How crazy is that? I was just on the phone with Doc Holliday, DJ out there in Arizona. He was like, yo, because he hosted my mixtape out there.
Okay.
And he was like, yo, my man Cassius, you got to do a joint with him. But this was last week. And that's crazy
that's
that you on right now. So, I mean, that's already in the works. See, I already got the track going. I'm about to send it to him in like a day or two.
That's crazy. Oh, man, as soon as you send it over, it's done. It's a done deal.
Okay.
Hey, check this out. I'm talking to you. Hey, these niggas is fighting across the street. All right, my bad. Hey, they fighting across the street in front of the little pool hall. Oh, shit. All right, now I'm listening to you.
Y'all, see, this is what we call real radio. This is live right here. We live would have any kind of crazy stuff go down for real. This is real live radio right now on Lush Radio Online. We got Amish and we got Cassius. Isn't this ironic? Y'all tied in. It's a small world, ain't it? That's crazy, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Great. Yo, he just told me that.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And I had no idea that y'all guys were tied in in a way. So, everything works out in a way anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? That's a good look, man. Come on. Only on Lush Radio, baby. Only on Lush Radio, man. Let's act like you know, baby. For real.
Great things happen, man. Talking on Lush Radio, man. Hey, yo. Damn, we getting the hook on shit. We networking. I'm watching people get their ass whooped across the street. I wish we could be streaming this right now. Oh, yeah, put that on Twitter. Oh, yeah, this is for the ass whooping while I'm interviewing on Lush Radio picture right quick.
That's what it is, man. We got having the building, and we got Amish. Amish, stay on with us because we're going to go into you in a few seconds. All right, babe?
Alright,
that's what it is.
Hey, so I'll be waiting on that record, and I'll send it right back, and then I'm gonna send over one for me too for you to hop on. So let's just get it moving, G.
Do you want me to hey Cassius? Do you want me to send Big Will over Amish direct email and all that and phone number so y'all can go ahead and get that direct link or what's good? What y'all want to do?
Yeah, please. Yeah, that would be what's up. Yeah, please.
Okay. So we'll get that popping after this interview is over, all the interviews over, the show over. We're going to go ahead and make that transaction done. It's locked, sealed, man, on Lush Radio Online, baby. We connect on this biatch, you heard? For real? we got another caller from the 520. You're live on Lush Radio Online right now. And we got Cassius. Cassius signed to Eminem, Shady Records. What's good, fam?
Oh, man, family is always in the building, man. You already know what time it is.
Is this sound like, is this Doc?
Oh, you know it, Ma. You know we.
Hey, what's up, bro? How are they live in the building?
Yeah,
brother and mother anyway, live in the building.
Got my family in the building on both sides. Chi-Town, my hometown, stand up. South side, we in the building. Shout out to my kids, man, because, you know, this is a beautiful day, man. Our man's got some high heat. Cash has got some hot heat. Man, it's going down.
That's what it is, man. Hey, Doc, ain't this crazy, though? Doc is my brother from another mother. You know what I'm saying? I cannot talk to Doc for like a whole month, but if I call Doc up, he'll still holler at the girl because, you know, that's my brother right there. You know what I'm saying? Love him to death. But, hey, Doc, ain't this crazy? Ain't this ironic? I didn't even know that Amiz was going to do something. And then, you know, Cookie, shout out to Cookie NYC. She definitely hooked up this Amiz situation right here. And, you know, I didn't even know that y'all guys connected on that. And then Cash is, this is crazy right here, son. Who does this, man? It's crazy right now.
2010 is definitely going to be a problem for a lot of cats.
Oh, yeah. 2012,
you
know
what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what it is. We
got a storm from all angles, man, whether it be from the independent label to a major label, from Cash's all the way down to our means to anybody out here in Arizona, man. It's going to be a problem this year, man. Real hip-hop is definitely taking its place back over where it's supposed to be.
Hell,
that's what
yeah.
It is, man. We got Cassius live in the building. We got Amiz live in the building. DJ Doc Holliday doing his 1-2. My brother from another mother live in the building.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And definitely I got to salute my girl, Cookie NYC, definitely for providing the interview with Amiz that's joined us. And we're going to go into his interview in a few at 7. And also we got the one and only Big Will. Definitely shout out to him and Stop Beefing Radio for providing Cassius on the line. I need y'all to support Stop Beefing Radio for real, because that's my other brother from another mother for real. You know what I'm saying? So, wow. So this is like really remarkable right now. This is one of those like iconic interviews right now. You got two people connected, and you know they were tied in some way anyway. That's crazy right there.
On the real.
It was already supposed to happen. Ain't nothing.
For real. I got another joint from Cassius called Hell Yeah. Cassius, you want to go ahead and introduce this joint real quick?
Oh, yeah. What up, world? It's Shady Capo Cash, man, you know, and I'm introducing right here on Lush Radio. You know what I mean? My record, Hell Yeah. I'm sure it's a freestyle because I've been doing a lot of that lately. So let's go in and spin it out. Doc Holliday, what up, man? What up, baby?
And I said it, yeah. Bullshit will pull a nigga down if you let it, yeah. I'm going for it all since hell is where we headed. The drama, I can't get it till it's dead dick. Fucker, you don't scare shit. Have everybody trying to get at you like a bad bitch. It's cash shit. The illest on the planet, the realest for the livers, livers, killers, when it's transfilled. First I tried to disappear like a phantom. Then my cousin brought a box, you brought a mold. Some bland men, wet top flow. Niggas kill niggas over BK, not hearing you from Bed-Stuy home. I sent some disrespect and then his chest got swole. My 4-5 would be a playmate, I'm heffin' out folks. Some brothers choose to hate, I'm sick and with a bigger role. I show love, but I ain't kissing ass, nigga, bro. Get a sin up, power give me big rush. Equivalent to looking down on you while you dick suck. You never did such, gotta raise your baby mom. I promise never place me on cases of baby, y'all. Expose, get love from the SA and SA. Sucker, please don't text mail. The more of a spider, corporate delighter. Used to be called the culprit until I opened fire. Never be a liar when I'm looking at my priors. Me and my crew, be secretive as the prior. Don't let that bullshit divide us. I live in front of red light, nigga, I'm a rider.
You already know what it is, man. That was Cassius right there. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. But just in case if y'all don't know what the hell you're listening to, then I'm going to let Special Air let y'all know.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
Man, you better act like you know before I smack you in your face, man, with that real music live on Lush Radio Online. We got Cassius, the one and only, and we got Amish live on the line, and we got DJ Doc Holiday, and we got Big Will. Oh, my God, it's a universal connection, man. Respect our conglomerate, man. It's crazy right now, man. We back on the line with Cassius. But before I get into that real quick, man, we got Salute Guru, you know what I'm saying, the icon and the pioneer. We just heard in that he's actually doing well. He recovered from his surgery. Y'all heard that he had a coma, had a heart attack and went into a coma, but he had his surgery and he's recovering. And but we want you guys to pray for Guru of Gangsta. Make sure that y'all, you know what I'm saying, salute to that dude right there. That's a pioneer, man. Respect the God. You heard? For real.
On the real. On the real. I send my prayers out to him and his family. That's good he recovered, man. We need to definitely rally up behind that on the real. Straight up, Guru a beast too, homie. Hey, he gonna come back and drop a craziness album on everybody. What?
Everybody gonna cop that joint too, for real, man.
Hell yeah! Oh shit! I hope I'm on it. I do it for free. Straight up, man. Straight up. But check it out, Lush. I gotta fall back up here into the studio right quick.
That's what it is, man. Cassius, I just wanna say, man, thank you for everything, man. We appreciate you.
No doubt.
We hope that, you know what I'm saying, everything that you want in life comes to pass. The last thing I just wanted to say was, you know, if you got any advice for these young cats getting in the game, what would it be, fam?
My advice to everybody trying to get in the game is just stay true to you, man. Just don't never fall off. I feel him. Don't never fall off on what nobody else tell you. Just don't accept no for an answer and follow yourself, man. And this go happen straight up. That's what I did. Straight up, I got signed off a demo. So everybody told me that would never happen. They told me they don't even listen to demos. So they tell you if it's supposed to be, it's gonna happen.
That's what it is, Cassius. We love you, man. Definitely gonna holler at y'all on the flip side. You and Big Will, you know what I'm saying? Get them drops and try to slide you all this information for these other cats so you can connect, fam. For real.
Thanks for having me. Y'all keep it popping over there, man. Y'all gonna hear from me again real soon. Straight up. Don't forget about that remix. That verse should be coming to you this week, too.
I'm ready for that high fire right there, Cassius. What's up, man?
Yeah.
Love you, man. That's what it is.
I love you, too, girl.
All right. That's what it is. So, you know, we just had Cassius live in the building. You know what I'm saying? And we got the one and only Amish live in the building. You know, we got the exclusive interview with Amish. Amish is doing his thing. He's working with Soul Diggers. Shout out to my girl, Cookie NYC with a K. Follow her on Twitter. She provided us with this wonderful interview tonight. And we're going to go ahead and turn it off to Amish. And I want to go ahead and give Amish a Lush Radio welcome right here. You know what I'm saying? Amish. You want to go ahead and send some shout-outs out, Boop?
First and foremost, I got to shout-out Famous Enterprises out of Newark, New Jersey. That's the squad. That's the independent label I'm with, you know what I mean? So I got to shout them out, and then I got to shout-out my homies. I had to correct you real quick. This I'm coming from Worcester, Mass., which is, you know what I mean, that's the other city in Mass. You got Boston, and you got Worcester. So that's where I'm coming out of. So I got to shout-out Worcester, Mass., and my homies, F-Dot. You know what I mean? So that's what that is.
Okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. Hey, I'm always open to corrections. You know. So before we get into it, can you tell us basically, you know what I'm saying, how you got inspired to get into the music industry? Because I know you deal with you actually went to school and you went to school and you went to college. You went to high school and went to college, and you know, you did a lot of things in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Coming out of you know, the Massachusetts area, you know, first rapper to you know, actually work with an orchestra symphony out there, and you're doing your thing. But what inspired you to get into the game? Because I know you had to go through some obstacles and everything like that, you know, before you said, yo, I'm going to take this serious. But tell the people and let them know.
Well, I mean, like, me, myself, I've always been, like, a fan of music, you know what I'm saying, and writing. Like, I was always writing poetry, you know what I'm saying, putting rhymes together before I even really started rapping. And then, you know, I had some older cousins who kind of, like, brought me a bunch of CDs and shit, you know what I'm saying? So they brought me Nas, they brought me Jay, you know what I mean? And, like, I started really getting into the music and realizing, like, this is what I wanted to do. So I've always had a creative mind, but then once I really got put on to the hip-hop music, then I was like, okay, I got to go with this full blast because I fell in love.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. And, you know, but, I mean, don't take this anyway, but, man, I mean, you definitely got that model look. I know a lot of people say that. I mean, you definitely a fine chocolate brother, man, doing your
thing. Yeah,
for real. You know, because I seen the videos and stuff. I said, hey, look at that Amiz over there, man. Amiz is, hey, ladies, if y'all haven't seen Amiz yet, y'all go to YouTube, type in Amiz, man. It's not a game. It's A-M-I-Y-J. He's a fine thing. I mean, he's mixed. He got that African Ghana in him, and he got Canadian in him. So you know. Got some stuff up in there now.
You got to let them know about the cultures in there.
But you know what? I'm Nigerian too, though, Amish. I'm Nigerian. Yup.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Both your people's Nigerian?
Yeah, both my peoples is Nigerian. I wasn't blessed to have a wonderful fit mix like you have, but you know what I'm saying. But you got some of the African descent in there, so you know. So I feel a little connection. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
We stand.
Wonderful music you got going on at fire. You know. So, but yeah, man. So you come from a musical. So your grandfather and had a soca band and everything back in the day, right?
Yeah, my grandfather, he was a minister. You know what I'm
saying? Mm-hmm. Like, your grandfather was a minister, and your uncle had a soca band.
Yeah,
correction.
My uncle was in the soca band. So like, you know what I'm saying? Like my grandfather, like him being up in front, like he was moving. You know what I'm saying? Like him
mm-hmm.
and another one of my uncles, they ministered. So like just being able to watch them in front of people. Like, they being able to move people with your words, like, I don't know if everybody understands how powerful that gift is, because not everybody's born with that. You know what I'm saying? And I think just me being able to see that at such a young age and me understand that I have that gift also, be able to talk and have people listen, be able to move crowds with your words, mine has just transpired through music, you know what I'm saying? And definitely growing up and watching that lets me know what I inherited and I was able to bring out. And then also, my uncle is very talented, you know what I'm saying, as far as rhythms. And if anybody's familiar with Trinidadian music and going to carnival and soca and,
yeah.
and everything, like, it's crazy. It's like, it takes you over so that you're not even, like, knowing what your body is doing. You know what I mean?
Carnaval, bacanal. Mm-hmm. I know all about that.
You already know. So, you know what I mean? So that definitely influenced me heavy to get where I'm at today.
Definitely. You know, and that's a rich culture because, you know, having family from Ghana and your father, so I know he was definitely, you know, strong in his own, and then your mother, Trinidadian, and, you know, both of them mixes, man, they ain't playing no games, so I know they were strict on you.
Yeah,
I know they were strict on you, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah. They was. I mean, I don't want to say militant, but hey, you know what I mean. Like that's where the grind comes from. Because I mean, growing up, both my parents worked 3 and 4 jobs. You know what I mean? Like they stayed on the grind. So that's where I definitely got my grind from. Where I stay in it, as far as the studio and everything I apply to now. So I owe all that to them.
That's what it is, man. Definitely appreciate that. Salute to your father and your mother, man, because I have a lot of friends from Trinidad and a lot of friends from Ghana also. You know what I'm saying? Salute to all my Niger people out there also. You already man. Nigeria. I already know green, white, green. But anyway, you know, like most people, you know, being in the game, you know, I know you kind of fell subject, even though you were a straight A student. I know you kind of got, you know, wrapped up in the streets like a lot of us do. Tell us about, you know, that experience and coming out of that, you know, to further your dream.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was just talking to one of my older homies the other day about this, and it's like, I was 13, you know what I mean? Like, when I first got turned on to that lifestyle, and it's bad because at that moment in time, it's really a mistake, because I don't know, you don't really understand the consequences of what you're doing at 13, 12 years old, you know what I mean? But then what happens is that what we fall victim to becomes very addictive. Like, that, like what Jay said, he's like, you know, as far as the fiend, I'd be the only person that's addicted to that lifestyle. The hustler becomes addicted to that lifestyle. So anytime you feel like you need extra bread, that's what you kind of turn to because you've been taught that at such a young age. But luckily, I come from a very strong background, you know what I'm saying, as far as my family, my friends, where education was just, like, implemented into me at such a young age also. So it was like a lot of my records, you'll see me say I was trapped in between two worlds. You know what I mean? Where it was like I got my culture plus the people around me was like fighting. You know what I mean? Where it's like, okay, you got the streets that's calling. And then plus I had my culture that was behind me that's teaching me what the right thing to do was. So, I mean, it makes for a lot of dope records, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but, for real.
Yeah.
I ain't no game.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's
definitely
no game. Definitely no game. And I really want to talk about this situation, you being like basically the you know, the first rapper to deal with an orchestra out of the Massachusetts area. Like, that's crazy right there. Like, who does that? Like, that's serious right there. The Massachusetts Symphony Orchestra. Like, what kind of, like, how did you feel when you did that? How did that situation happen?
It was crazy. Like, to understand that, you got to understand, like, my music. Like, I pride myself on being able to do a record with anybody from Beanie Sigel or Game to Kanye, you know what I mean, or Nelly. Like, what my lifestyle has done as far as, like I said, the traps in between two worlds thing, it's allowed me to adapt to a lot of situations. So at the same time, when I'm in school, I know that I want to elevate my music to a point where it touches everybody, you know what I'm saying, where it could even hit college professors. So the Massachusetts Symphony Orchestra, I heard they had never dealt with no hip-hop artists. So I said, that's where I want to go. So I went there, was like, yo, I spoke to them. They was like, no, we don't do hip-hop. So I said, nah, listen, you don't understand. You know what I'm saying? The type of music I want to do is going to be inspiring. It's going to be innovative music. I feel that people really like it. And the crowd that I got in there, we got like close to 500 people in there that day. And I don't think like any of them listened to hip-hop before that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's, like, that breaking down barriers, it was huge. It was covered in the newspaper. As far as I was the first hip-hop artist to perform on that stage, and it was at Massachusetts Symphony Orchestra right there in Worcester, Massachusetts. And, like, to this day, I consider that my greatest accomplishment because it broke down all kind of barriers. People walked away from that saying, well, you know what, hip-hop is not as bad as I thought it was. And right there, goal completed. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm trying to imagine that. You got the percussion, you know, you got the wind instruments behind you doing your thing. You like, dang, son, you know what I'm saying? That's some powerful
damn
stuff,
son.
Right there. Woo!
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He's got the symphony behind him, man. Who does that? How many artists can say they had a symphony behind them, man? That's real talk right there. And
I'm coming up with a live band on March 18th. It's gonna be live, all live instruments. You know what I'm saying? So that's
that's a day before my birthday, man. My birthday March 19th. For all y'all guys listening, I'm just dropping that out there. March 19th.
You want to get some?
You know, but I'm gonna go ahead and I want you to tell us a little bit about take a picture. You know, that's basically catching fire in Boston and all over. You know, in Miami and everything like that. It's going worldwide, global. Tell us about this project, some of the people you're working with, and you know, and stuff like that. Before I go into some quick music from you, fam.
All right, the take a picture record is crazy. Like I. I give that record towards people when you hit the club, but when you step out into the streets, it's like you get that attention, whether it be good attention or bad attention. You know what I'm saying? So I said, you got to give yourself a little statement, like, yo, save you the time, babe, take a picture. You know what I mean? And then I took that concept, and then I seen one of my producers, and he, like, he came with the beat real quick. City dude, he from out of D.C., so they into all that go-go in that band. So if you notice the track on that, it's real knocking. You know what I mean? Like, it's got the bouncing, and it's crazy. So he put the beat to it, and then I just ran with the record, take a picture.
That's what it is. You know I'm out here in the DMV, too. So I understand what you're talking about. We actually had one of the big groups from out of here, Mambo Sauce, this past week and stuff. So I definitely feel what you're talking about. We're going to go ahead and play Show Off. You want to go ahead and introduce Show Off for us, fam?
Oh, okay, definitely. You know what I mean? This joint right here is called Show Off. Don't mind me. I'm showing off. Flossing is a reflex. I'm me.
Jip.
I came here to play, get my Kobe on. I ball hard, I score, what the fuck you on? The champagne, the bottles, we had it double up. Niggas be ignoring that tag, go ahead and run it up. Don't mind me, I'm showing off, don't mind me. I'm showing off, just showing off, don't mind me. I'm showing off, don't mind me. I'm showing off, just showing off. I came here to play, get my Kobe on. I ball hard, I score, what the fuck you on? The champagne, the bottles, we had it double up. Niggas be ignoring that tag, go ahead and run it up. I'm so extravagant, encore. Hold your applause and act like you've seen a model before. I stay in and out of clubs like I'm working a tour. Just shoot me in when it's time to perform, I'm all yours. I give you something to chat about, to cheer about. Some good gossip, I feel flawless. I know the swag is taunting, but I don't mean to be brash. I'm not flossing on purpose, it just happens. I feel like Bam. Jewelry like blow, swagger like wow. Hit 'em like I feel like Bam. Jewelry like blow, swagger like wow. Don't mind me, I'm showing off, don't mind me, I'm showing off, just showing off, don't mind me, I'm showing off, don't mind me, I'm showing off, just showing off,
don't mind me, I'm showing off, don't mind me, I'm showing off, just showing off, don't mind me, I'm showing off, don't mind me, I'm showing off, just showing off.
Hey sexy, do what you do, you got an audience, all eyes on you, but keep partying, don't mind the attention, just let your body chill em, aerobic classes, yoga, let the Pilates kill em, show off all the weight you done worked off, plus your purse ain't a knockoff, personal coach, moves like this is nothing to you. This is routine to ball like Candace Parker, Aletha Leslie, to walk like Heidi Klum or Tyra Banks. You supermodel, you Movado, watch you. Hips like bang, body like blouse, strutting like wow. She hit them like shoes like bang, bag like blouse, strutting like wow. I came here to play, get my Kobe on. I ball hard, I score, what the fuck you on? The champagne, the bottles, we had it double up. I'm showing off, don't mind me, I'm showing off, just showing off, don't mind me, I'm showing off, don't mind me, I'm showing off, just showing off,
don't mind me, I'm showing off, don't mind me, I'm showing off, just showing off, don't mind me, I'm showing off, don't mind me, I'm showing off, just showing off.
I came here to play, get my Kobe on, I ball hard, I score, what the fuck you want? The champagne, the bottles, we had it double up. Niggas be ignoring that tag, go ahead and run it up. Don't mind me, I'm showing off, don't mind me, I'm showing off, just showing off, don't mind me, I'm showing off, don't mind me, I'm showing off, just showing off.
Yo, showing off right there from your boy, boy, the one and only, Amish. Live in the building on Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. We live in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely liking that. I'm liking that, man. That might be my new anthem, man, for all the haters. Like I'm just showing off, man, you know? I mean, y'all see me, man. I'm shining right now.
Yeah, that's nothing. I'm telling you, I did that record, like, because when I be doing records, like, I don't write nothing down. Like, I'll do a record when I'm in the club. Like, I did that record when we was in, like, DR. Me and my manager, Carl, we was in DR partying hard, and we was in Atlanta partying hard. I said, oh, yeah, we got to get this down as soon as I got back.
Well, you went to DR, you ain't even bring me back no keychain or nothing? Words, huh? Wow. Dang.
I had it. I had it.
Yo, if you just joining us, like I said, we have Amish live in the building, definitely representing the Massachusetts area. Also, we got Salome's, excuse me if I say this wrong, Salome's live in the building. She's going to be calling in. She's working with Sean Bless of Soul Digger. She's going to be calling in a few. I kind of call it like popish type music, and she got a song called Elevator, definitely a hot one, because I like pop, I be popping to it, but she's going to be calling in a few, and so back to Amish, you know, can you give everybody, like, the information so they can contact you, whether it be your Twitter, emails, if they want to do collabs and all that, fam?
Alright, definitely, everything easy, because, like, the name original, so whether it's Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, everything is Amish, A-M-I-Y-J. So you go to Facebook.com/Amish, A-M-I-Y-J, Twitter.com/Amish, A-M-I-Y-J. And then also you can check out the website, which is FamishEnterprises.com, F-A-M-I-S-H, Enterprises.com.
And I was going to talk to you about Famish. How did you link up with Famish and grow that wonderful network that you got going on, fam?
Well, the dude who started Famous was my manager, Qua. I know him for like a long time, for years, which also made the relationship a lot easier. He was doing a lot of promotion out there in Jersey, you know what I'm saying? Big parties, so he knew a bunch of people, and he was like, yo, I came back from LA because I was out in LA. I let him hear a bunch of my music. He was like, yo, I'm starting my label. We need to get down and get this popping. So I said, let's do it. I'm ready to go. So that's how we linked up and formed Famous Enterprises.
Wow, go ahead now. Watch out now, Amish. I think that's that African and Trinidadian in you a little bit.
yeah, that's that work.
For real. We definitely grind, man. Definitely grind hard body. I'm definitely proud of everything that you're doing out there. Any producers or anybody that you would like to mention that you're working with now or you're looking to work with in the future?
I know I've always been a fan of Just Blaze and Kanye because like, I was a huge fan of Rockefeller when they were together. So, like, that sound, that whole sound that Just Blaze and Kanye put together, those are two people I think, like, my style and my music would fit the best with.
That's what it is. I definitely would like to hear you on a Kanye joint. I can definitely see you on that, for real. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely would be some hot stuff right there. And tell us about this major Marlon deal that you had signed with, you know, and everything like that a while ago. Because, I mean, you definitely got the model look, man. I know the lady's going crazy right now with that chocolate.
A little bit. Ain't that major. I got a friend out in L.A., She did a bunch of modeling, acting, or whatever, and she told me to move out to L.A. to help me out with the music. So, you know, I went out there. She's like, yo, in the meantime, she's like, send out your pictures and see what kind of response you get. So I'm like, mind you, like, this is not, like, near what I thought I was doing. But I'm like, all right, whatever. It's a hustle. All right, let's do that. So I sent her my pictures. I got hit back, like, the next day. They're like, yo, come down to the agency, boom. Signed a little contract. Went out like the next couple of days and started making dough. I said, you going to pay me to take pictures? I said, shit. All right. And that's how that ended up working out. So it was cool.
That's what it is, man. All I'm saying is, can I copy a picture? Can I copy a picture?
That's free, man. We giving those out. That's promotion.
That's what it is, man. You know, I'm definitely loving everything that you're doing with the music and everything like that. If you could give these young children that are getting into the industry any kind of advice, what would it be?
Don't stop. Like when you get into this, I think Cash has mentioned it earlier. You gotta make sure you always come from a genuine place. Don't ever do the music that you're hearing. You know what I'm saying? Like don't do the music you're hearing on the radio. Don't do the music you're seeing in the videos. And trying to emulate that lifestyle. Make sure whatever you do is coming from yourself and it's coming from a true place. because that way you'll always be able to be you. You can only be somebody else for a limited amount of time, and keep pushing.
That's what it is. And you and Cassius better not forgive me because y'all connected live on the show. So
that's true.
I better get my shout out.
The record, like you gonna get a cut or something out of that, huh?
No, I don't need a cut. All I need is my shout out, and I need that's all I need. And I need a video shout out, and I'll be happy.
How we put you in the video?
Oh, all you gotta do is call me up.
You there?
Yeah, I'm there. Let me know. Shoot, that'd be some hot things right there. All y'all gotta do is call me up, and I'll be right there in the video. Tell me where to stay, what it is. I'm there. Holla. Once again, go ahead and tell them where they can contact you at, sweetie, so we can definitely, so people can connect and definitely check out your music and support everything you're doing, and also the YouTube, because you definitely got some hot YouTubes and stuff, man. You got some hot chicks in the joint, man. Hot chicks in the joint,
man. You know
man.
We
got
to keep everything fly. Like, nothing else other than that. Like, even the couch got to be fly. Like, hey, you got to be fly. Like, you ain't playing. We ain't playing, baby.
Oh, shoot.
You know what I'm saying? So, definitely the YouTube, same thing, youtube.com/Amiz. And, if you Google the name, you go right into Google and just type up Amiz, A-M-I-Y-J in Google, and, like, everything will come up there, the YouTube, MySpace, Twitter. Check me out. Follow. Jump right along. A-M-I-Y-J, Amiz.
Hey, Amiz, I think I'm following you on Twitter, but I don't think you're following me, and I'm feeling hurt right now. I'm feeling emotional off of that.
I have my laptop right now. Like, I'm about to click on you right now as we speak. So, like, I ain't playing.
We got Amiz live in the building. Amiz, once the link and everything is archived, I'm going to definitely send you the link of the interview and everything like that. I'm definitely proud of everything you're doing. And the last question that I have for you before I go into the my young lady that's coming on in a few minutes, the last question I have for you, love, is basically where do you see yourself in the near future?
In the near future, like, really, the music that I got is so universal. Like, I honestly see within the next year or two is, like, you know, a big tour worldwide. Once the masses catch hear this, like really get to this music and really hear it and understand how much it can move you throughout your life, shoot, I want to be Trinidad one day, Ghana the next day, America, back to China. That's where we at, traveling heavy, just performing all that music that I know I love.
Well, why you just got to be in Ghana? Why you can't come to Nigeria? What's good, though? Holla at me.
That's right. We could make that one stop. We can jump on one of the cars over there. We ain't got to fly to Nigeria. Like,
now, whoa.
Whoa, what are you saying, huh?
We like to have fun. I like to have fun on Lush Radio Online. You know, we believe in the double E's, entertain and educate. You know, that's what it is. We show love. People connect on here. This is live, real radio right here. So, Amiz, I just want to say that, you know, I'm proud, and it was wonderful having you on the show. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, because if not, you already know I'm coming to Mass, and we're going to fight. We're going
to
fight, me and you.
Lush, I hate to have to catch you real quick, but I just went on, and I am following you. For the listeners, Lush information correct, okay? Amiz is following Lush on Lush Radio Online as I'm looking right now. See, that's what happens when people have laptops. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We can check out.
You see that? So I love you. I appreciate you. And you know I'm going to be Twittering you like crazy and bothering you with your chocolate ass. But you know we love you, Amiz, for real. Lush Radio definitely salutes you and everything that you're doing, and we wish that everything that you want in life comes to pass. And, you know, mi casa su casa, man. Let this not be the last time we have you on the show, fam.
Definitely not, baby.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We have Amiz live in the building. You already know what it is. Salute to the whole Mass, for real. That's what it is. We're going to have the beautiful and wonderful and sexy and hot Salons live in the building. This girl got the hot joint called Elevator. She going to be live in the building working with Soul Diggers, Sean Bless. You already know what it is. We're going to go to the phone lines and see if we got this sexy lady live on the line with us. 917, you're live on Lush Radio Online. What's up, baby?
Hey. Nothing. What's up, guys?
What's up with, man? We in the scene on the gangster lane, boo.
Yep, yep. And my name is Salamis.
Salamis. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, like I said, man, this is real radio, and I like the corrections, because, you know, I ain't want to say it wrong, but I know I said it wrong, so I said when she come on here, she going to tell me the right way to say it.
Yeah. So.
We're going to go ahead and give Salamis some Lush Radio love right there, baby.
Thanks. I love the love. Hello?
Yeah, we're here, Salamis. Salamis, before we get into it, you want to go ahead and send some shout-outs out, baby?
Of course. Shout-outs to my parents, my bro, the Soul Diggers, Ralph Kusari, and the Clutch, Balewa Muhammad. And all my fans, I love you guys. I love the comments and everything. And, of course, you guys.
That's what it is. Doesn't she have the cutest voice? Oh, my God. I just want to hug her right now, man.
Aw. Thanks.
That's what it is. Salamis is a beautiful young lady. She has the hot sex appeal. She has the hot voice. The music is definitely something that's definitely going to take you on some crossover level. And she is pure, untouched talent. And I'm definitely loving the Elevator song. And shout out to Sean Bless for that video. It's definitely a hot one, man, for real. You know, tell us what inspired you to get into the music business.
Oh, my mom. My mom and my grandma. both of them, they actually sang. They were both singers and songwriters while I was growing up, and they inspired me, you know, big inspirations on my life. And one day I just woke up and I'm like, Mommy, I can sing and I can write, so I want to do it. And she pushed me ever since. It was since I was 8 years old.
Wow. That's serious. 8 years old, singing and writing. That's what it is. That's pure talent right there, man. You might as well call you a genius.
Thanks. I like that word.
That's what it is. We have the one and only Salamis live in the building. This girl is hot, sexy, talented, and a well-rounded young lady, and she's live on Lush Radio Online right now, definitely doing her 1-2. So tell us about the whole experience of linking up with Sean Bless and the whole Soul Diggers crew. Tell us about that situation.
Well, when I met up with the Soul Diggers, I actually met them through my aunt and my mom, through a friend of theirs, and ever since then, it's just been like magic. Like, you know, we're in the studio, we collab, and, you know, their beats, along with Rob Fusari, and, you know, I write also with Balewa Muhammad from The Clutch, and, like, I don't know, everything's just great. That's all I can say. It's undescribable, the magic that we create.
That's what it is. What is, when you, because being a songwriter, you know, you always look for that inspiration. What inspires you? What gets you in that mode when you start writing songs?
It comes from a lot of different things. You know, sometimes it could be just from the beat. Like, of course, the beat would have to speak to me. Like, I have to zone out in the beat. If the beat's not grabbing me, I can't. I'm just like, you know what, dude, turn to the next one. Yeah, the beat, it comes from the beat. Just, you know, like when people say, like, music really speaks to you, it really does speak to you. And that also, everyday life, you know, relationships. Of course, I'm not in a relationship right now, but, you know, just, you know, past experiences and, you know, someone, you know, flicks me off while I'm driving, that type of stuff.
Salamis, you got road rage over there? Do you got road rage?
No, I don't have road rage. No, I don't have road rage. I don't. I'm nice on the road. I really am.
Definitely.
I drive a little fast, though.
Y'all heard what Salamis said. She said that she's not in a relationship right now, so that means we're going to have to do For the Love of Salamis live on Lush Radio Online. You already know.
Yeah. I always want love. I love my honey bunnies.
So tell us about this the song Elevator. Tell us the the whole vision of Elevator and what, you know, inspired you to do this song, which I definitely love, and I've been pop locking and, you know, doing my little pop thing to it, you know, on the backside. But tell us more about it.
Elevator, sexy, of course. Very sexy. When you think about an elevator, you think about what could possibly go down in the elevator, and that's what's the song's about, you know. The song's basically saying the guy is the guy, and, you know, he's trying to get up on me, and we can't go anywhere else, and the closest thing to us is the elevator. So we just go in there and just go crazy.
And if you guys go on my Twitter timeline right now, and also check on Cookie NYC, you can actually view the video right now at this moment, and you can see how steamy and hot and sexy it is. And this girl is beautiful. Do you hear me? Like,
thank you.
She's also a model if she wants. She is beautiful. You know, besides being talented and smart and a well-rounded young lady, she's beautiful, seriously, you know. And I don't tell every broad they pretty, so.
Thanks. Aw, thank you.
So, you know, definitely, she's beautiful. She's a beautiful young lady, and we're definitely proud of everything that she's doing. Tell us about, you know, any new projects or anything that you got coming soon for us. Let us know about that and more things that you got going on with Soul Diggers and the whole camp. Tell us about that.
Defo, I actually have Honey Magazine coming out next week. No, actually, it's next month. And okay. I did Ezo Magazine earlier this week and Right On. So that's actually in stores, I believe, right now. And I have my reality show, Solo's World, coming soon. So keeping everybody posted. Yeah. And no, we're just making hot music over here, baby. We're taking it to the moon. Oh, I also have an online mixtape coming out.
Oh, okay.
So I'll definitely keep you posted on that. So just hit me up on Twitter and make sure you guys follow, because then you'll know the exact dates.
That's what it is. And since we're talking about the Twitter, go ahead and give everybody your Twitter and websites and all that so we can, you know, definitely keep in contact with you and stay updated with everything you're doing, love.
Okay. Well, follow me at Solomon7. That's S-A-L-O-M as in Mary, E-S, the number 7 because it's my favorite number. It's on, you could follow me, Solomon7, on Twitter and on MySpace and on YouTube. So you put that in, and there I go. And if for my Facebook lovers, put in Salomis Jackson, S-A-L-O-M-E-S, Jackson, and then I pop up, and then you could show me all the love in the world.
Like, she has, like, the cutest voice, man. She's, like, freaking so adorable.
Thanks.
We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines and go to the phone lines. It looked like a New Jersey number. I'm not sure. Call it from the 973. You're live in the building with Solomis. What's good, fam?
Yeah, what up? It's Sean Blessed Soul Diggers. What's up?
What up, Sean?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Sean.
Hey, Desmond. I was like, hey.
What's up, baby?
Nothing. What's up?
Sean.
What's up with you, Sean, man? What's goody with you, fam? If y'all don't know, y'all just tuning in, this is one of the super producers, Sean Blessed, live in the building. A Soul Diggers doing this 1-2, man. Definitely working with this wonderful, beautiful young lady right here that's pure talent. Hey, Sean, I want to ask you, man, you know, what did you think when you first met up with Solomez and everything, and what is it like working with her?
You know what? My brother was the one who discovered Solomez, K-Mac, and you know, he brought her to me and took me, you know, and played me, actually, and everything else. Like, I was very amazed by it, and I thought that, you know, she's a pure talent, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, she's definitely a pure talent, and she definitely, like, every track she grabs, she put her own, definitely puts her personality across it.
Aw, thanks.
That's so sweet, man. Look at this. This is so emotional right now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, every track she get on, she kill that shit. I mean, I got to clean it up.
Yo, Sean be back hard with it. He said, kill that shit, man. That's what it is, man. I love Sean, man. He definitely doing his thing. Shout out to Kareem. Live in the chat room, showing love, and all the listeners that's definitely showing love right now, because they definitely right now, man, for real. Definitely loving what's going on right now. And I got another caller live in the building. Sean, stay on the line with us real quick. I got another caller live in the building. This looks like it's a Cali area. I don't know if this is Ebony 619. You're live in the building with the beautiful Salamez. What's good?
Hi.
Hi, is this Ebony? 619?
Hello?
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 Hello, 619?
Nah.
Oh, this is an Ebony. Who's this? Who's this, 619?
My phone.
Hello, 619? You have a phone problem over there, player? Hello?
I
guess they have a phone. Hello? Who is this? Oh, I guess they have a phone problems. Well, we'll come back to you. Thank you for calling this.
Yeah. Jeffo having phone problems.
So, but you know what? Sometimes I do this to people. I put them on the spot. So I don't know how good you are with being put on the spot. But you think you can give us a little ear tune real quick live on Lush Radio Online? Can we get that exclusive from you?
Of course. Of course. You can't wait, so you touching on mine. Well, you say I took you into another world. Ain't no other, you say, on the radar. Just me and you on a dance floor. The only thing between us is these damn clothes. No, trying to take me to the bathroom stall. But the closest thing to us is an elevator dose. You tell me how I'll get it.
That's a Lush Radio what?
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
That's an exclusive right there. Did y'all hear that? Salamez right there giving it to you, giving her sexy on elevator, giving y'all a snippet right there, exclusive. You know what I'm saying? And we definitely loving everything that she got. Well-rounded young lady, talented songwriter. Along with that, man, she is beautiful, man. So if you look on my Twitter timeline, you can definitely see that. And Sean, I got to salute you on that video, man. You doing your thing, fam.
Thank you. You know, we trying to go in Soul Diggers in the building, you know.
Yeah, he was great. The video is sick. It's Sean.
We're going to be doing another one real soon, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Another
so stay
one
tuned,
soon.
Everybody.
That's
what it is. And Salamez, you know, being in the music industry, we got good times, we got bad times. What was your hardest adversity that you had to deal with being in the music industry, love?
I think around when I was 15, like no one understood my music. They were like, oh, they would kind of try to put me in a box. But now I guess since, like, you know, our generation is kind of just being really adventurous and everyone likes to explore and travel and listen to other stuff, everyone's more, you know, it's more versatile. So now everyone accepts me. And they want to take a trip with me to the moon. So, you know, I'm all about it. My rocket ship's about to take off.
That's
awesome.
That's what it is, man. So make sure that you jump on her rocket ship, man. Like I say, man, jump on the wave or get washed up, because it's not a game right now. We're dealing with pure talent. You know, Lush Radio Online doesn't like to be put in a box. We play all kinds of music on the show. We love hip-hop, but we also like pop, and we like all kinds of reviews. We liable to play some rock on here. You never know. Lush Radio Online, man. You know, we taking it to the next level. We're global pimping. And you need to respect our conglomerate, for real, you know. So definitely,
yeah.
You know, we want to salute Salamez and Sean Bless, the whole Soul Diggers crew. And I definitely got to thank my girl, my sister from another mother, Cookie, NYC.
Cookie.
Follow her on Twitter with a K. Love her to death. Provided us this interview along with the interview with Amis. So definitely I salute her for doing her thing. She's been grinding hard in the paint for Lush Radio, and you know what I'm saying, doing her thing. So I definitely love her to death. And last question, if you can give some advice to some up-and-coming youth that are trying to get into the industry or just get in business in general, what kind of advice would you give them, love?
Don't ever let anyone steal your dreams. Keep going. Just chase. Run, run, run. And while everybody's sleeping, you stay working. And that's it.
That's real talk. I love her to death, man. This voice, man. I don't know, man. I just love it.
Aw, thanks, honey. That's
oh,
sweet.
Man. We got to link up one day. We all got to just go out and just get some dinner and just chill because I'm just, the vibe that's coming and the heat that's coming out of Soul Diggers and the whole movement is just some fire, man, for real. So definitely salute to all of you guys with everything that you're doing and salute to you, Salamez. And hopefully this isn't the last time. Please keep us updated on everything that you're doing. You know, we definitely love you, your whole movement and stuff like that. And the other thing I wanted to ask is there any people that you want to that you see yourself working with in the future also?
Of course. I'd love to work with Lenny Kravitz, Sade, Kanye, Snoop Dogg, I love him, and MGMT, Kings of Leon, and the list goes on. Madonna, of course, and Prince. I would pray for that moment.
Oh my God, you like Kings of Leon? Oh my God, I love them to death, especially that song. You know, I think you know the song I'm talking about. You Somebody?
Sex on Fire? Oh, You Somebody? Yeah. That
oh my God, I love. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yo, that would be hot to see you with them, and I can see you with Lenny Kravitz. That would be hot. That would be definitely hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and. Is there anything that we don't know about Salamez that the world should know?
No. I think everybody kind of figures it out just because I'm just a loving, sexy, you know, carefree girl, and I just want to have fun.
That's what it is. You're like the new age, like Cyndi Lauper, like black version of like Cyndi Lauper. I just want
you
to
think
have-
so? I guess so. I don't know. But I'm just me, baby, you know? Just do what I do.
That's what it is. I love Cyndi Lauper, though. I love her. And, you know, I love you with everything that you're doing. And you're definitely bringing this spice, this funkiness and the sex appeal all in one to the people. And I want everybody to jump on your spaceship. Zoom. You know, you said better. definitely, I want everybody, employ everybody to support her record, support everything that she's doing. She's a wonderful young lady. And I want you guys to follow her on Twitter. Once again, Salamez, give them your websites and Twitter and everything that like that, love, okay?
Okay, Twitter and MySpace is Salamez7, and that's SALOMEZ, the number 7. And for my Facebook lovers and my honey bunnies, follow me at Salamez Jackson. That's SALOMEZ, Jackson.
That's what it is. Salamez, it was a pleasure having you on the show. And we hope to see you again. And I hope that everything that you want in life comes to pass. And mi casa su casa. You know, don't be a stranger. We definitely love you on Lush Radio Online.
Oh, I love you guys too. And I defo would not be a stranger.
That's what it is.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's what it is, man. We had the wonderful Salamez live in the building. beautiful young lady. We need you guys to support her. We need you guys to support Soul Diggers also, man. I need you guys to support Soul Diggers. And make sure you follow my sister, Cookie NYC, on Twitter. Cookie NYC on Twitter. So it's at Cookie NYC with a K. She provided us with the two interviews with Amish and Salamez. You have one wonderful MC, and then you have wonderful pop artists along with R&B, along with being a songwriter. So support her, support him. And also, you know, we had the one and only Cassius signed to Eminem, Shady Records, live in the building. And, you know, it's and we had connections live on here, live on Lush Radio Online. Who does this? You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go ahead and bring Sean back so he can give out his Twitter for the people real quick so that I can definitely support what they got going on Soul Diggers Camp. Sean, you want to go ahead and give out your Twitter, fam?
Yeah. Make sure y'all hit me up on Twitter, Sean Bless, SHAUNBLESS, Twitter. That's my Twitter right there. Y'all need videos, y'all need any of that stuff, hit me up. Y'all need music, anything, you know what I'm saying? Soul Diggers in the building. Shout out to my big brother, K-Mac, you know, the whole Soul Digger crew, everybody, you know?
That's what it is, man. And if they want to get in contact with you to get on those the video situation, man, what's that email, man?
Tell them to hit up Cookie.
Okay.
All the information.
That's what it is. Make sure y'all hit up Cookie NYC on Twitter, and she'll send you all the things you need in order to get your video done by the one and only super producer, Sean Bless, live in the building.
Thank you, Lush Radio. Thank you.
No problem, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to show love. If we ain't working together, then we ain't working at all. You know, hopefully when I come up there, you know what I'm saying, to NYC again, you know what I'm saying, we can, you know what I'm saying, all chop it up. You know what I'm saying? It's all up, man.
We're supposed to be putting something together real soon. Maybe you can even do a broadcast from here for one of the days we do one of the events in the studio. That'll be hot. We need to sit back and plan that out.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That would be hot if I can even do a live stream or a Ustream.
Yeah.
Out there real quick. That'd be hot.
Yeah, we get it popping right from the studios. No problem. You fam, you know what I'm saying?
That's
what
it is.
You're on the top of the list for the family, you know what I'm saying?
You're making me blush, man. You're making me blush.
Okay, top of the list. You done kept your word with everything that you said you're going to do and everything else. And you know, Cookie definitely say, yo, you know, this is the place to be.
That's what it is, man. You know, hey, we turned all the way up. And, you know, besides, you know, bringing, you know, people in the industry like you and stuff, we still, you know, try to support the independent artists and the up-and-coming because, you know, we already know that commercial radio is full of a lot of stuff. I mean, shout out to them. We support them, too. But, you know, it's a lot of propaganda and politics. We try to, you know, establish a place where you can get entertained and you can get educated through Lush Radio Online and make connections live on the show, you know? This is what it is. We support everybody, man, for real.
Support independence because that's when the new innovative things come from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everything that's different came from something that probably was independent at one first.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people... Sometimes they, you know, they think that everything's supposed to sound like this one and that one, and that's one of the main things from commercial radio that you kind of get a little lost with. Like, you know, everybody know, like, I work with Missy Elliott a lot, and when she talked to us, like, she never really even listened to regular radio because she don't want to get, you know, stuck in that zone. So it's the same
mm-hmm.
thing, you know. You want to have an independence that you can listen to, and everybody needs their shot. You know, it's like everybody, it's some music for everybody.
Mhm. And that's real talk right there. And that's what it is. That's what we try to provide on Lush Radio Online. And we bringing the stars here, and we supporting the independents. This is our home for the independents. We love y'all. All we ask is for the same love back. And you know, we're gonna keep on pushing and keep on grinding and keep on supporting real music because that's the era I came from. You know, Sean, when we was coming up, you know, we ain't just listen to hip hop. We listen to some Madonna, some Cyndi Lauper, you know, some Guns N' Roses. Like, and stop faking like y'all didn't, man. Don't act like y'all didn't.
Uh-huh.
you know, we listen to all kinds of music, so, you know, and that's the era I come from, and that's what I'm trying to provide through Lush Radio Online. We don't just, you know, play hip-hop. We also play R&B, all kinds of music. We like to be well-rounded about it, so you liable to hear a rock show on here. You never know. Lush Radio Online, we exploring it, we pushing the envelope, and we taking it to the next level. You already know what it is. Lush Radio Online, for real. Appreciate you, Sean. That's what it is, man. Definitely support you, man. You already know this your home, man. You come here whenever you want to, man. You know?
That's what's up. All right, baby. So I'm out.
That's what it is, man. Sean was live in the building. Sean Bless of Soul Diggers. We had Solomon's live in the building. I need y'all to go ahead and support that. Hit up on Twitter. Hit up Amis. Hit up Cassius, man. Support my peoples, man. It's all fam. When you come on Lush Radio Online, it don't matter if you came on the joint one time, two times. Sometimes they might even come on four or five times. Your family, you know. We try to provide a place where you can feel like, you know, basically you're talking to your sister from another mother, you know, versus other radio stations where you're on there and you're like, well, I can't get comfortable with this person. I want you to be feel comfortable. I want you to kick off your shoes. I want you to eat some Cheerios. You know, if you smoke spliff, smoke your spliff. If you drink, drink your drink. But, you know, do what you do. You know, feel relaxed. Feel like you at your mama's house. I'm going to go ahead and fix you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Let's eat one. We're going to have on Lush Radio. But quick news for you guys joining, letting you guys know that we had an update. Guru has actually recovered, slightly from his surgery, So he, if you didn't know, he had a heart attack. He's 43. He had a heart attack, and he went into a coma, but he's out of the coma. He survived his surgery, and he's the doctors say that he's gonna have a full recovery. So we definitely got to salute and pray for the icon and the pioneer of the group Gangstar, him and DJ Premier. They started Gangstar, so definitely salute to them and pray for him, for real. Honestly, pray for him. And you know, pray for Lil Wayne. He's going to jail. I think it either was yesterday or today, but don't quote me on that. You know, pray that he survives his like 1 year of jail, because you know what I'm saying, they don't play that stuff when you go in jail. You say you gangster, they gonna test your manhood. So hopefully he don't come out with a bow tie. You feel me? But we live in the building. You know what I'm saying, on Lush Radio Online. I pray that, you know what I'm saying, he gets through that 1 year, you know what I'm saying, of that bid, for real, you know what I mean? So, and definitely salute to all of our cats out there that's locked up. And there's some cats that's locked up that shouldn't even be in jail, for real. You know, at the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, free Gucci, you know, free Max B. You already know what it is. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online, man. The home of real music, real radio over the net. Oh, and also, let me let y'all know an update real quick. Chusan Ali, my artist, check out www.chusanali.com. He's dropping his EP soon. We're going to be doing some in-stores. So, you know, any producers, anybody that want to work with him, he's doing this thing. We definitely trying to put together a benefit concert. So we're looking for some cats to come in. We're trying to do some real big things. So he's actually performing with Quintessence tonight. In New York, so look out for that situation. I'll be sending out the blast for that. Check your emails and check your Twitter. And on top of that, check me out. I'm in a magazine. I'm on an online magazine. I'm on Point Magazine. They're out of the North Carolina area, but they're doing their numbers. And I'm featured on there. They got an interview on me, so I'm going to be sending that out too. So, yeah, your girl is doing a thing, and then I got another interview with indiehiphop.net. They're going to be interviewing me in a show. And I also, Lush Radio actually has a Wikipedia. So we got a Wikipedia out there. We doing our thing. And if any of you guys need a Wikipedia done for an artist or anybody, holler at me. Hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, and I can funnel that to the marketing company that sponsors us, Diverse Media Group. And they do it for like dirt cheap. It's not that much. So definitely hit us up if you need a Wikipedia. If you need a Wikipedia done for your artist or yourself or your business, hit us up. And you can also hit up Diverse Media Group, LLC, at gmail.com, and they can definitely contact you. And also, if you're a PR, you're doing PR, or you have press releases, you can also send it to our affiliate press release site, Urban Prez, P-R-E-Z-Z, release.com, and they'll definitely go ahead and funnel your press release up there for free. And also, if you're a publicist, they also feature publicists on there. All you need to do is send a picture, your bio, and your contacts and all that stuff, and they'll definitely feature you on there. Make sure you're following me on Twitter, at LushRadioOnline.com. Shout out to our retweet squad, Future Guru, Ebony, Natalia, Street Queens, The Movement, DTFM, underscore bitch, Cookie, Stop Beefing Radio, Microphone Bully. And this Saturday, check me out on DoFat TV. I'll be doing my show called The Lush Lounge. The Lush Lounge is a show. We talk about sex, relationships, and all kinds of stuff. I give you tips. I'm almost like, what is that doctor, the short lady? Dr. Ruth. I'm almost like a black version of Dr. Ruth. And we're talking about different things. So it's each and every Saturday. It's only for grown and mature adults. And I might be having Monster. You know I'm on Twitter, Monster That. He might be my co-host this Saturday. And I might be having Lethal Lips. Depends. I'm going to call her up and see if she wants to jump in and cam up. So we have a studio audience and everything. So you see me on there. And each and every Sunday from 6 to 9 o'clock, you see me on live stream on Microphone Bully. And check out Microphone Bully. They got Rockin' with the Industry Volume 1. Check that mixtape out. And shout out to our sponsors and everybody out there. Lush Radio Online, we're doing our 1-2. Definitely shout out to Soul Diggers and everything like that. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to go into some music. And I just want to say I love you guys. It's been fun, and I'm out of here. Shout out to Lazy K Productions, First Lady L, everybody, man. We in the building, Lush Radio Online. Shout out to K-Slay. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Charlamagne, Lil Duval. All you guys that definitely, you know, took the time out to come on the show and support us. We love y'all, man. Man, we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to go to some music. I'm out of here, man. I got to go ahead and get me something to eat, man. I do need me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Jelly!
Yo, this your girl, Lushy Lush, from the Lush Radio Online Show. I'm live in the building, and you already know what it is, man. I'm all the way turned up. The people's voice is all the way turned up. You know why? Because I logged on to www.capitalcustom.com. I'm talking about you looking for that hot shirt to wear with your jeans, and you just can't find nothing in the store. Then you need to holler at capitalcustom.com. Why? Because they'll make you a shirt on the spot to match your persona, baby, because it's all about branding you and what you represent, man. It's all about being you and being fresh when you step out there, because that's what they all about. Log on to www.capitalcustom.com. Call them at 202-471-0310. Call them at 202-471-0310. And don't forget them to follow them on Twitter at Capital_Customs with a D. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And they got an official stamp for me, because you already know what it is. I'm rocking my Capital Custom right now. You already know what it is, man, because I'm all the way turned up.
What it is, that's what it is. We all the way turned up, all the way turned up. And I'm going to go ahead and play some more music. I'm out of here. I got to go get me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or some oodles and noodles. We hood over here. We hood. We keep it real hood right here. What do I want to play anyway? I'm going to go ahead and play some Crazy Life. Chu Sun Ali, man. We out of here.
Life, right? I am. Yeah, I know. Just glad you stayed. Watch this. When they ask who's your man, I know you mentioned me. It's been quite a while now. Seem like it's meant to be. Stuck through all the struggling, troubles and the heartbreak. They said you can't have it, they needed you. But it's my case. You probably wanna migrate, settle in another place. Nigga acting irate, said he need a little space. I know in your mind you like. I could punch him in his face. Me, erasing evidence, try not to leave a trace. Kinda caught up, but I'm sure that we can sort it out. Shorty got too close, yes, I never thought it out. We got all this love here, wonder how it's switched around. After all this craziness, maybe we can settle down now.
This is the crazy life that we live in. Still, I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is the crazy life that we live in.
effort up to me. We be on an island, sunshine and clear waters, anything to keep you smiling. Surely you deserved it, pick you up on air now. Who said I didn't appreciate you? They a damn lie. Higher than the friendly sky, in the clouds up above. Tell you come in, but for nothing, just to show me love. Hope that I'm the only dude that you ever thinking of. Cause the thought of you or somebody else that can really suck. Knowing you ain't easy, probably wouldn't give it up. Gotta pay like you wait, more than just a pretty drug. Nobody ever put it down, they ain't good as us. Thought of you leaving me, this is serious, damn.
This is a crazy life that we live in, still I can't imagine you gone. What in the world were we thinking? So glad I didn't leave you alone. This is a crazy life that we live in.